முகம் கருதி பாச்சாலம் பங்கும் லங்காயதி கிரிம் யத் கிருபா தமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம். ஐ சல்யூட் கிருஷ்ணா, தி எம்பாடிமெண்ட் ஆஃப் சுப்ரீம் பிளஸ், த்ரூ ஹூஸ் கிரேஸ் த லேம் ஸ்கேல் மவுண்டன் அண்ட் த டாம் பிகம் எலோக்வெண்ட். மே கிருஷ்ணா பி தி கைட் ஆஃப் ஆர் லைஃப். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. பகவத்கீதா சாப்டர் 9, த சாவரன் விஸ்டம் அண்ட் சாவரன் மிஸ்ட்ரி. லாஸ்ட் டைம் வி டிஸ்கஸ்ட் அபவுட் லவ். எ டிவோட்டி கேன் லவ் காட் இன் மெனி வேஸ், ஸோ எ ஜ்ஞானி ஆல்சோ கேன் நோ காட் ஆல்சோ மெனி வேஸ். The goal of both knowledge and devotion is the same, oneness, unity. There are 9 kinds of devotion according to Vishnu Purana. Shravanam, first you listen to God, hear about Him. Kirtanam, glorify Him. Smaranam, remember Him. பாதசீவனம், கிவ் பர்சனல் சர்வீஸ் டு காட். ஆர்ச்சனம், டூ ரிச்சுவலிஸ்டிக் வர்ஷிப். வந்தனம், சிங் ஹிம்ஸ். தைசியம், கல்டிவேட் சர்வன்ட் ஆட்டிடியூட் டுவர்ட் காட். சக்யம், ஹேவ் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப் வித் ஹிம். ஆத்ம நிவேதனம், சரெண்டர் யுவர் செல்ஃப் டு ஹிம். These are the 9 ways of devotion according to Vishnu Purana. Krishna mentioned that my real devotee glorify me all the time. What do they get through glorifying God? Joy. As a husband glorifying his wife gets joy, or a wife, a mother glorifying her children gets joy. Similarly, a devotee glorifying God gets joy, happiness inside. And that happiness removes ignorance. Next verse, 15. Jnana yogina chaipanye yajanta mam upasate ikatina prithaktina bahudha visyato mukham. Others again offer the oblation of knowledge and worship me, either as one with them or as distinct from them. And still others in various ways worship me, whose form is the whole universe. First, Jnana Jagya. What does it mean by Jnana Jagya? You see, in the path of devotion, there are many stages. Adau Shraddha, there are 8 ladders of love, Shraddha, faith. Then comes attachment for God. Then comes feeling. There are many ways one can divert his mind toward God or love God. Similarly, in the path of knowledge also, there are many stages. There are 7 stages of knowledge. First is vicharana, discrimination. Tanu manasa, lack of body consciousness. Padartha bhavini, forgetfulness of the world, impermanence, feeling the impermanency of the world. These are the different stages of knowledge. That means your mind is going to a higher and higher and higher level. Krishna says, Jnana yogina chaipanye yajantamam upasate. There are some people worship me through the path of knowledge. What does it mean? Means these devotees feel that I am Krishna, Vasudevam Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudur Lava. I am that God, pervaded in everything and every being. In this way, they worship me. Jnana Yajna means Nirvikalpa Samadhi also. Some people practice Samadhi. They are high class devotees. Some people think there is a upasana called Ahangraha Upasana. I am you and you are me. Both are the same. Sri Ramakrishna gave an example. A master had a servant. One day he asked his servant to sit on his chair. He was reluctant to sit. Then he grabbed his hand and said, "You see, you are a very faithful person. I observed your life. Now, you see, I shall not mind if you sit on my chair and protect this place. I am going out." So, in this way, the master grabbed the hand of his servant and put him on his chair. This is called Ahangraha Upasana. Sri Ramakrishna gave another illustration. One day he was smoking Hubble Bubble and he asked Swami Vivekananda also to smoke from it. Vivekananda was reluctant to smoke from his Hubble Bubble. Sri Ramakrishna says, "Still you have this feeling of difference? This still you have this dualistic knowledge? You and myself are the same." And Swami just smoked, of course. So this is called Ahangraha Upasana. Where the God and the devotee become one. They are first class devotees. There is another kind of upasana called ekatvina. Ekatvina means ekameva param brahma. This Brahman is in all gods, in all deities, in all forms. So I shall worship all beings as the manifestation of God. Even the images, they are all manifestations of God. This is called Pratimate Ishvara Buddhi. In the picture, in the image, I am superimposing God. So this is also a kind of upasana. Prithaktina, some people worship God keeping separate from himself. God is different than myself. I am his servant. I shall tell you an incident from the life of Sanatana, a great mystic, a disciple of Chaitanya. One day, he installed a temple, an image of Gopinath in Vrindavan, a beautiful temple. His disciple offered food to the Lord and was fanning him. Seeing the beauty of the Lord, this fan stopped. Sanatan said to that young monk that you are enjoying yourself and you forgot to serve God. You are not a good student. You leave this place. Means there this devotee forgot himself, forgot surrounding, forgot his activity, remembering God. You see, but the Vaishnavas, they do not like that. They worship God as a servant. They develop servant attitude. God is the master, I am the servant. So this is the way also some people worship God. Bahudha vishvatu mukham. Bahudha vishvatu mukham. Some people worship God in multiple forms. As rain falls from above, and it goes in different directions, but the destination of all this rainfall is the ocean. Different streams meet the ocean. Similarly, people salute Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Ramakrishna, all these salutations go to the same God. You will have to remember why Krishna is talking all these things. He is trying to bring harmony. in different sects, in different religious paths. Don't fight. You will have to understand, when Krishna talked about Gita, there was no Buddhism, there was no Christianity, there was no Islam. He was talking about harmony in advance. Don't fight in religious life, because all are worshipping the same God. Those who fight, those who hate in the name of religion, they do not understand religion. There is a saying, we have enough religion to hate one another, but we have very little religion to love one another. Krishna brought harmony in the field of religion. Next mantra. No, I should make another comment. Sri Ramakrishna also said, here is a man, we can view him, we can see him from different angles. He is a loving father, he is a loving husband, he is a loving son, he is an ideal citizen, he is a good neighbor. Same person can be viewed from different angles. Similarly, God is viewed from different angles by various people, but all are viewing the same God. Next mantra, next verse. Aham kratu aham yajnah swada aham aham aushadham mantra aham aham evajyam agnir aham aham hutam. I am the sacrifice, I am the worship, I am the oblation to the mains, I am cereal, I am the hymn, I am the melted butter, I am the fire, and I am the offering. You may say, Swami, it seems Krishna is a very egotistic person. Eh? All is aham, aham, ay, ay, ay. Well, this I is cosmic I. This I is not unripe I. Our I, our egos are unripe. Krishna is giving an introduction of the next chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where he will show his cosmic form to Arjuna. You see, I am in everything, I am in every being. There, he is seasoning Arjuna. He is preparing Arjuna, so that Arjuna may not be fainted seeing the cosmic form. Aham Krutu. Krutu means Vedic sacrifice. Yudhi bahubhi prakrai upasati katam tvameva upasati iti aham iti aham krutu shrautu karma vedu aham eva. Agnihotra. During the Vedic period, we know that how these Brahmins would pour oblation to the fire god. In the morning, they would pour oblation to the fire. Om Agnaya Swaha, Om Somaya Swaha, Om Prajapataya Swaha, Om Surjaya Swaha. Repeating this mantra, they would pour clarified butter. But Swami, what is the motive behind this sacrifice? The pragmatic motive is, the main motive is that they used to preserve fire. You see, at that time there was no gas, no electricity. Fire is very vital in life. Fire and life go together. Fire for your protection from the cold. Fire will cook food for you. Fire is very important. Fire and water. So, the pragmatic way, they used to preserve fire all the time. Second, they would pour oblation to the respective deities. They would pour their shraddha. If a person does not have money to buy clarified butter, that day he will repeat a mantra. Aham shraddham juhumi, I am offering my faith to you, O God, please accept it. So, These mantras have some special meanings in the Vedic period. Here also we shall find out what are the meanings we can get in the modern life. Aham yajnaha, I am the sacrifice. Smartha. Those are all Vedic sacrifices that three times at morning, at noon, at evening, they used to pour oblation to the fire. And the smartha yajna is of five kinds of yajna. Five kinds of sacrifice. Deva yajna, Niri yajna, Pitri yajna, Rishi yajna, and Bhuta yajna. When a person is born, he has some debts. You will have to fulfill those debts. As the Christians believe that when you are born with sin. So this school of Hinduism, they believe that when you are born, you have five debts. What are those debts? That you are indebted to God. So you will repeat mantra, you will offer food to the Lord. And Lord will shower rain for you so that you may get crop, you may get food. Parasparam bhavayantam. It is reciprocal. Whatever you will give, that thing will come back to you. Then comes Pitri Jigya. You are supposed to sacrifice something for your manis, your ancestors. By the grace of the ancestors, you got this body. So you must be indebted to them. Third, Rishi Jigya. For your knowledge, you must be indebted to the sages, the illumined souls who gave the Vedas, the mantras, all this tradition to you. You must be indebted to them. Fourth, Nirijagya. You are indebted to your neighbors, your fellow beings. You must serve them. You must sacrifice something for them. Fifth kind of sacrifice is animals and other innocent beings, trees, plants, they need help from you. Human help is very important. It will show your compassion, of course. In that way, you sacrifice, give some food to your pets, give some water to the trees and plants. In this way, you can serve all beings, all around you, your life. This is the Vedic conception that when you are born, you are indebted to all these beings. In this way, you can bring a perfect harmony in your life. Vegetable kingdom, animal kingdom, human kingdom, divine kingdom, in all, you are serving everybody. Aham kratu, aham yajnaha. Swadha aham, aham swadha. Swadha is a special mantra which is repeated when you pour oblation to the ancestors. Aham aushadam, I am the food. Whole human beings evolve from food. I am the medicine also. I cure human disease. Aham mantra, I am the mantra. What does it mean, mantra? Mantra means manana trayati iti mantra. If you repeat, it will remove all of your fear, worry, anxiety. I shall read the passage, you will understand. Mantra aham. Mantra has many meanings, of course. Rig mantra, Sama mantra, Jojur mantra, these Vedic mantras. Niyato padakshara. Each mantra has 4 feet, a verse. Limited words, you know, syllables in each feet. But generally we understand mantra means the sound symbol, sound principle. This whole world is nothing but the sound. From sound came form. Sound is very important. If somebody praises you are happy. If somebody criticizes you are unhappy. Everything is nothing but sound. Mere words. The whole world is moving through sound. Once Swamiji was in western part of India. He was He took bath in a river and sat for meditation. At that time he heard this sound that a Vedic sage was repeating some mantras. And he had the experience that all these mantras are coming from that ancient mystic syllable Om. When he was in Haridwar, he heard, when the Ganges was flowing by, he heard different ragas and raginis. This river was singing. The river was flowing on the pebbles. You see, at that time, still this mountainous part of the Himalayas where the Ganges flows, it makes noise. So Swamiji was listening to that noise and he heard different ragas and raginis. Mantra aham. Aham eva ajyam. Ajya, ajya means clarified butter, melted butter that they used to use for pouring oblations into the fire. Aham agni, I am the fire. Aham hutam, I am also the offering. I shall read a passage about mantra. In making this sacrifice of self-will, the mantra can be a tremendously effective ally. Unlike meditation, the mantra does not call for strenuous discipline. Anyone can repeat a mantra and benefit from it. We are all familiar with the power of words. If only through the effect advertisements have on what we do and even what we think. Millions of people, for example, know that smoking causes cancer. We have irrefutable evidence of this today. Yet, the number of people who smoke is on the increase. To see why, we have only to look at the billboards and magazine advertisements all around us. The advertisers' words go right into our consciousness. But just as Medicine Avenue's words work to condition our desires, the holy name from any of the world's great religious traditions can free us from this conditioning. All we have to do is keep on repeating the mantra in our minds whenever a desire threatens to make us do what it says. It sounds too simple, but just try it and see how powerful the mantra can be. The next time you are angry or afraid, go out for a long, fast walk repeating the mantra. Do not take your anger out on others, but use this strong emotion to drive the mantra deep into your consciousness. You don't need to wait for a chance to exit gracefully either. Just take to the nearest door. When you return, the transformation in your consciousness will more than make up for any toes you might have stepped on your way out. Similarly, when you have a compulsive urge to eat something or do something, especially if it is not good for you, go for a long walk repeating the mantra. In an hour's time, the urge will pass away. When the urge is upon you, you feel like you must yield or explode. All your concentration is on the cigarette you must smoke or the hot fudge sundae. What do you call it? Sanjay. You must eat. But if you can switch your concentration over to the holy name, you will forget the cigarette or the sanjay completely. Sometimes, of course, the mantra is like a car that has not been driven for a long, long time. When you try to start it up, at first it only groans and growls, but all you need do is just keep trying. Once it gets going, the mantra will run smoothly. Sound counteracts sound. Suppose you are singing a beautiful song on the way to the forest park. And if you go Sunday afternoon, you will find some people open their car doors and they play some loud music, as if your eardrum will burst. Just your sweet melodious song will be overpowered by that jazz or some kind of a strong music. Similarly, inside your mind, inside the mind, there are various kinds of noise, various kinds of sounds play. They are not audible, they are inaudible sounds inside the mind. Mentally, you are talking. That mental talk could be counteracted by mantra. Suppose some bad thought is bothering you again and again, some temptation or something you are imagining. That thing can be counteracted by the mantra. So the students of Vedanta practice Purusharana or they practice vigil. Suppose they take a vow that 1 hour facing the Lord, looking at the Lord, I shall continuously repeat mantra non-stop. In this way that he generates heat inside. Repetition of mantra rouses kundalini also. And that way he counteracts bad thought, bad desire. It is very effective. That man wrote in a very modern American way, but it is an experimented truth. Next. Pita aham aisa jagatu mata dhata pita maha vedam pavitram omkara riksama yajurivacha. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the sustainer, and the grandsire. I am the knowable, the purifier, and the syllable Om. I am also the Rik, the Sama, and the Yajus. Pita aham aisa jagatu. I am the father of this universe. I create. I am the creator. Means I am the nimitta karan. I am the efficient cause of this universe. Aham mata. I am the mother also. The whole creation evolves from me. Means I am the material cause of the universe. I am the efficient cause. I am the material cause. What is the difference between efficient cause and material cause? Here is the potter. Here is his big wheel. The clay, he puts a lump of clay on his wheel and he rotates the wheel. And the rotates, the wheel rotates. And at that time he gives shape, cup, plate, saucer, whatever he wants to make from that clay he can make. So this potter is the efficient cause and this clay is the material cause. So God is the father, he is the creator, and this matter is the material cause. Both is Krishna. Brahman and Maya, fire and his burning power, milk and his whiteness are identical. Pita ahamaisa jagatu mata. I am the mother also. Dhata, vidhata. What does it mean, vidhata? Karma follow data. Whenever you perform any kind of action, where will it go? Who will give the result? The Mimamsa school imagined Apurva, some unseen computer. The result comes from that unseen place. The Hindus, the Vedanta school, think that it is God who dispenses the result of action. Mata, Dhata, Pitamaha. Pitamaha means I am the cause of the cause. I am the grandfather. Grandfather means I am Brahman. Beyond everything. Vedam, I am the knowable. What do you mean? Why shall I have to know God? Only knowing Him alone, you can transcend death. You can attain immortality. So I am Vaidyam. Please try to know me, Krishna says. Povitram Pavankari, those who repeat my name, those who think of me, they become pure. What does it mean? The desires for the world go away. The more they think of me, the desire for the world goes away. Povitram. You see, purity, purity. Do you know what does it mean, the purity? Purity means the person who has no desire, he is pure. Vasana, divida, prokta, shuddha, ashuddha, evacha. Desire is of two kinds, pure desire and impure desire. Pure desire brings liberation, impure desire binds the soul. So Krishna says, Pavitram, I am the purifier. I purify people. The more your mind is pure, the less problem you have in your life. It is easy to control the pure mind. It is very difficult to control the impure mind. Krishna says, Pavitram, I am the purifier. Next, Omkara. Veditebhya Brahmani Veda Sadhana Omkara. I am the mystic syllable Om. The sound principle. The whole gamut of sound is Om. I am that Om. Do you know what is called a Spotovada? Sound dies and creates meaning. For example, Ba, Pe, Lo. The moment I say Ba, Ba is gone. Fe is gone. Lo, Buffalo. The moment you hear that sound, you know, Buffalo, immediately an animal form appears in you, in front of you. Just see the power of the sound. But the moment it is uttered, it is gone. Sound is disappears then and there. Where does it go? It is called Sphutubada, bubbles. The whole world, this whole world is saturated by sound. The yogis know the mystery of the sound. They love, they merge into silence. Time to time they come to the sound. It is a mystery. It's sound and silence. How does it work? Unmanifested sound is Brahman. Manifested sound is the cosmos. Those who lead intense spiritual life, you will find it would be hard for them to bear any kind of sound. They don't care. They love silence. Any kind of jarring vibration is painful for those people. I was reading a diary of a Swami. When Sri Ramakrishna said to the Holy Mother, I hear your bangle makes noise. It is not good. Time to time I merge into samadhi and I leave my body with a very thin layer of, I think it's like shutra, like a thin thread, invisible, like a cobweb, that thin thread. I keep a connection with my Atman, you know, and the body. And I merge into cosmic consciousness. But if you make too much noise, if that link is cut, I shall never be able to return to my body. That would be death for me. So can you imagine how it is unbelievable? I have never heard such thing. That when I leave my body, I keep a link, like a thin thread. Any kind of big noise can cut off that link and I shall not be able to come back to the body again. Later on, when Holy Mother, you see, that is, in India, married woman will always have to keep bangles. That is the sign that she has husband. So she had to tie her bangles upper arm and tie it so that it may not make any noise. That is Om. Riksh Sama Jajurevacha. I am the Rig Veda, I am the Sama Veda, I am the Jajur Veda, I am the Atharva Veda. What does it mean? It means I am the book of knowledge. All knowledge evolved from me, both secular and spiritual. Next mantra. Gatir Bhatta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Surit Prabhava Pralaya Sthanam Nidhanam Bijam Abhayam. I am the goal and the support, the Lord and the witness, the abode, the refuge and the frame. I am the origin and the dissolution, the ground, the storehouse and the imperishable seed. Gati. I am the goal of human life. As Christ said, I am the way, I am the light, I am the Alpha and Omega. It is true, you see, Gati means those who do righteous action will go to heaven. So I am the heaven too. And those who practice unselfish action, those who practice desireless or nishkam karma or practicing knowledge or practicing nirvikalpa samadhi, they will attain liberation. I am the liberation. All human beings reach me. I am the Gati. Bharta. I am the manager of whole universe. Whenever you do any action, if you, that action is supposed to give you happiness, I give that happiness. I nourish people. Ami Bharta. Bharta, actually, do you know Bharta means what? Husband. As the husband maintains the whole family. He is the head of the family. He supervises every aspect of family life. So, God is the husband. Prabhu, I am the Lord of this universe. The space, the wind is blowing, the sun is shining, the cloud is raining, all these things are done according to my behest, according to my order. I am the Lord of the whole creation. And at the same time, I am the Sakshi, I am the witness. I am not involved in anything. Nobody can hide anything from me. I see your good side, I see your bad side. I dispense the result of action according to your own karma. Don't blame me. Nivash, I am the home, I am the abode of all beings. And those who want to get rid of pain, suffering, disease, they worship me. I am Sharon, I am their refuge. Ami Kapal Mochon, I erase man's karma. Sri Ramakrishna made a beautiful remark. Ami Karmanasha, Ami Farasdanga. I am the destroyer of the result of action. I am the French colony. At that time, India was divided by the three foreign rulers, British, French and Portuguese. Sri Ramakrishna said, people sometimes make me some kind of wrong action in British India, but if they take shelter in French colony, the British police cannot punish you. Similarly, whatever wrong things you do in this world, if you take refuge in me, nobody can destroy you. I am the French colony. Ami karma nasha, I destroy the man's bad karma. You see, he has that power. Avatar has that power. God has that power. If you take refuge in you, he will help you. There is a beautiful saying, Jo jaako sharan liye so rakhe takolaj, ulaj jale masli chale baho jaye gajaraj. This is a beautiful Hindi couplet. Perhaps you have seen there is a stream. A big elephant was trying to cross that stream, but it was carried away by the swift current of the stream. But a tiny little fish is going against the current and going forward. Just see, a big elephant is washed away, but a tiny little fish is going against the current, smoothly, playfully. Why? Because that fish took refuge in the water. So he is free in the water. But the elephant did not take refuge in the water, to the water. So he is carried away, though he has a gigantic body. So if you take refuge in God, God will take you to the right direction. Tini Shurhit, he is a great friend. He does not expect anything from you. Just he wants to love you. So he is Shurhit. Tini Prabhava, he is the source of creation. Pralayo, at the time of destruction also, everything merged into God. Sthano, and this world also stays in God. Means he is the creator, preserver and destroyer of this universe. Then Nidhan, at the time of cosmic dissolution, he saves the seeds of whole creation. And again, at the beginning of next cycle, he creates from those seeds. I am that bijam abhayam, I am that imperishable seed. The whole cosmos evolved from me. Krishna just gave some ideas to Arjuna who he was. I remember I met a Swami in Benares who used to go to M quite often. And M said to him, memorize this verse and repeat again and again, again and again. Then you will get some love for God. Oh God, you know, you will feel that He is the goal, He is the support, He is the Lord, He is the witness, He is the abode, He is the refuge, He is the friend, He is the origin and dissolution of the universe. He is the ground, He is the storehouse, He is the imperishable seed. If you repeat it slowly, slowly, you will try some idea about God. Who is God? How can I relate to Him? Memorize this mantra, this shloka, and repeat again and again, again and again. Slowly, you will get love for God. Next verse. Tapamyaham aham varsham nigrinyam mutsriyamicha amritam chaiva mrittuscha sadasaccha aham Arjuna. I give heat, I hold back and send forth rain. I am immortality, O Arjuna, and also death. I am being and I am non-being. I give heat to this world, otherwise it will be cold. I shower rain so that people may get food. Through heat, I take the vapor from the water, from the ocean, and I preserve it. And during rainy season, I throw it again. Amritam chaiva, I am immortality. I am death. Sada satcha aham, I am this visible, this gross manifestation. I am again this subtle manifestation, invisible manifestation. I am in everything. I am all. Eknath made a beautiful comment, wrote a beautiful comment about it. The Lord is everything for us. When we become God conscious, all our needs are met. All our deepest desires are fulfilled. Sri Krishna says, I am the supreme goal of life, your sole support. You have no other master than me. I am the eternal witness within you, your true home, your only refuge. When everyone else deserts you, I am still your friend. Jesus put it in very simple words, follow me, I am the way, the truth and the life. In a beautiful little poem, Saint Teresa of Avila tells the deep security that comes when we find our refuge in the Lord. Let nothing upset you, let nothing frighten you. Everything is changing, God alone is changeless. Patience attains the goal. Who has God lacks nothing. God alone fills all her needs. Let nothing upset you. That is the result, that is the first result of this realization. You become unupsetable. It means that none of your energy will be wasted and you will have a long life with abounding energy to carry on the work of the Lord. Let nothing frighten you. There is going to be tragedy in life for everyone. Loss of money, loss of face, loss of loved ones, and finally loss of everything on earth. You may grieve, but you never get oppressed by any loss, because through that deprivation, you can see the Lord present always. Then the Lord says, I give and withhold the rain. Saint Teresa of Avila describes the soul as a garden which must be watched by meditation, which she calls interior prayer, until the Lord gives it the rain of grace. It seems to me that our garden can be watered in four ways: by taking the water from a well, which is a hard work, or by a water wheel and buckets. When the water is drawn by a windlass, I have sometimes drawn water in this way, it is less work and yields more. Or by a stream which waters the ground much better, for it saturates it more thoroughly and there is no need to water so often, so that the gardener's work is much less. Or by heavy rain, when the Lord waters it with no labor of ours, a way infinitely better than any of the others. For a long time, meditation is like drawing water from a very deep well. The well in my ancestral home in Kerala is about 100 feet deep, and during the summer, when the sun is scorching the plains of India, people who draw water from the well have to use almost the full 100-foot rope to lower the bucket down into the water. Often in a very poor village, the bucket will have leaks, so that by the time it reaches the top, even after all their struggle, the women have only half a bucketful to take home. This is how it is when we start meditation. Our bucket will have quite a few leaks. We will meditate with great concentration and finally succeed in filling the bucket with the soothing waters of forgiveness. But then the leaks, impatience, irritation, resentment, indolence, begin to sap our will until we wonder sometimes if our bucket is anything more than a lot of holes put together. We may even have struggled a great deal to bring the bucket up, only to find that there is no water in it at all. On days like that, we are tempted to say, there just isn't any water in the well. Oh no, Teresa would answer, there is a lot of water in the well, you just need to plug up the holes. There is no beginner's luck in meditation. In the beginning, it is only hard work and more hard work because we can rely only on ourselves. After some years of leading the spiritual life and practicing meditation, our awareness becomes deeper. Now Teresa says, meditation is more like drawing water with the help of Persian wheel, a large wheel with many buckets hung around the rim, each of which scoops up water as the wheel goes around. It is a marvelous image, which St. Teresa draws not from books, but from the things she observed around Avila. In this second stage of spiritual living, you still have to do a lot of hard work. But instead of having one old, leaky bucket, you now have many good buckets. Now you are able to water the garden more abundantly with less effort. And the peace obtained in meditation is not drained away by the little anxieties and resentments of the day. In the third stage, Teresa tells us, we see a little brook making a channel into our field as if to say, just keep your bucket in a corner and let me do the watering. The effort needed to keep the mind still in meditation is becoming less and less, and the waters of selflessness now flow continuously. St. Teresa says of this state, the Lord is now pleased to help the gardener, so that he may almost be said to be the gardener himself, for it is he who does everything. When we are able to forget our own needs in trying to solve the problems that threaten us all, the Lord is beginning to act through us. He is the operator, and we become the instruments of His peace. Finally, Teresa says, the grace of the Lord descends in a shower, bathing the garden constantly in a gentle rain. Yes, you can ask me questions. Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrittor Ma Amritam Gamaya Avir Avir Ma Yedhi Rudra Jate Dakshinam Mukham Tinamam Pahi Nityam Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.